West Texas A&M. You're off to a good start. You had a Thursday game, Zach, and nothing like kicking off the season with a nice win. A lot of points, 42-21, but nice way to kick off the season, wasn't it?
No doubt. And we count it, Sol Ross, they're new to the division, new to the conference. They're coming up from Division III, so we kind of knew it was going to be kind of an easier game, honestly, but we all approached it the same way as we always would and came out with a really solid dub going into this week.
I take it you had a good summer around that area, pretty much stay around that area, getting ready for the season. And, well, of course, you were here for a while, of course, here in McCook, but then went there and hit the weights, get stronger, and just get kind of associated with the program a little bit more.
Yep. Came down right at the end of May there after being there all spring and kind of just dove into the culture, became friends with all these guys down here, really tried to establish myself with the team and really just kind of get to know everybody along, getting back into the scheme and everything like that. But yeah, workouts all summer went really well and went right into camp rolling and feeling good.
I did have a chance to watch you a little bit. You were at Media Day with Coach, I think, a couple other guys. That was kind of a, I'm sure, I don't know if you've done that before with UNK, but it's a nice experience to get a chance to talk to the media.
Yeah, no doubt. It's definitely an honor that Coach Lynn would do that. Usually that's a guy that's either been with the team for a long time or is an older guy. So I really was honored that he chose me as one of those guys that he'd take down there. And it was a really fun experience and a really great time.
And there you said it, Coach Lynn. You played under that man before. And I take it going to this college, he had a lot to do with that, didn't he?
Without a doubt. I mean, it's a lot of the same coaches that were at Kearney. So the whole time I was going through that recruitment process again, they always were in the background. They were always there for me. And the biggest thing that stuck with me with them was they were going to support me no matter where I went. So that really kind of resonated with me. And in the long run, I knew they were going to be a really good fit for me to just come play this last year.
How's the body feeling? I know you've been playing a lot of football over the years. How's that body feeling?
You know, it's not bad. It's holding up pretty well. We're staying healthy. I'm staying on top of things, just kind of living in that training room, just taking care of all the small things. But it's holding up pretty good, and I'm feeling pretty good.
Now, you won the job as a starter there in preseason, I take it. But I'm sure you had some tough competition too, didn't you?
Oh, without a doubt. There's two seniors that play my same position, so definitely had to come in and actually improve. I was the guy for the spot, and there's still some really good players, and those guys are still going to help us in all facets of the game, whether that's special teams also coming in and giving me a blow every now and then and just getting a good rotation going. So, but yeah, came in, earned the spot, and got the job done.
So to Coach Lind, is a lot what he's doing this year with this defense. Did he do that same type of philosophy there when he was at UNK, kind of pretty similar?
Yep. We got the same defense coordinator. His name's Coach Gallus, and I have the same linebacker coach. So defense is really, really similar, but basically the exact same as what we were doing in Kearney. So it wasn't too tough a transition, as I kind of remembered all those tools, just kind of had a year off of it, but kind of came back into it pretty well and kind of rolling with it pretty good.
Big road game, another Thursday night game of all things at the School of Mines, and you're expecting a battle coming up on Thursday, aren't you?
Oh yeah, it's going to be a good one, that's for sure. I mean, they've been to the national championship the last 2 years, and they've lost some guys, but they're one of those teams that every year they're going to bring guys back. They're an engineering school, so you know you have guys that have just been building in that program waiting to get their chance to play. And so we definitely got to come out there with our A game and are going to give them a run for their money, and hopefully we can establish ourselves as one of the best teams in the country.
Have you ever in your college years played back-to-back Thursday night games instead of playing on Saturday?
Yeah, no, it's definitely a little weird, that's for sure, but I think it's just due to that. Normally, that first game of the year, I've had a decent amount of Thursday games, but I think just since they finally opened up that week zero game here for Division II, that it kind of allowed that to be possible. So it's definitely kind of messing up the class schedule a little bit, having Wednesday and Thursday off the first 2 weeks of school. So teachers probably aren't too happy about that, but we're making it work.
Here's a chance for a lot of, area. I know it's a Thursday night game, which might be kind of tough, but I'm sure some family, being a School of Mines, you might see a lot of folks there at Golden, a few more folks at this one.
Yep. I'm really excited for it. I got a ton of people from McCook saying they're going to come out for the game. My parents is where, I mean, where my parents are living, it's really only like 40 minutes from there, so that's super close. And Jake's out in Colorado, so they're going to have all kinds of family and friends there, and I'm really excited to play in front of them one last time.
And you guys got a good chance to really make a name for yourself with at School of Mines. They're fifth right now. Western Colorado's 15th, and then Central Washington's eighth. So next 3 weeks, all against ranked opponents.
Oh yeah, back to back to back, and total. I think we have five total ranked teams on our schedule. So, like I said, we take it one week at a time. That's one of our big philosophies: is 1-0, just 1 week at a time. And if we come out with some wins in those games, I think we're going to establish ourselves that we're one of those teams that can compete, and we're up there, and we can make a run for it.
Not trying to look ahead, Zach, by no means, because it's a long football season, but it does go pretty fast. But after this, I think talking before, this is pretty much. It, I think this is it for you as far as college football.
Yeah, this is definitely it for college football purposes. You know, I've enjoyed it and I've been blessed with this opportunity to keep playing. I know a lot of people are like, God, you're still doing that. But, you know, I have both my degrees. I know work's always going to be there. My body was feeling good, so I figured why not play some ball a little bit longer. But, yeah, this is definitely kind of the end of the line for the college ball-wise. I mean, if those opportunities are available after, I might pursue that. But if not, I'm totally okay with that. I'm just really wanting to end things on my own terms.
And finally, have you thought where you want to go next? And after school's done and graduate, what do you want to do?
I have a plan, kind of getting to the med sales. It's what Jake does out in Colorado, med device sales. So have a pretty good in with his company. So it really can kind of do it anywhere. So I'm kind of really deciding if I want to go out to Colorado around him, or if I want to maybe move to Omaha, closer to where like DJ is and where a bunch of more of my friends are. But that's kind of a decision here in the future. So,
yep, you got a lot of guys that played some college ball. DJ's now coaching at Miller South. Maybe has it ever crossed your mind? Would you like to get in the coaching ranks like Dad did?
You know, I've definitely always thought about it. And I do love coaching. I love coaching the position and just all the small details of it. It really just comes down to what opportunities there may potentially be. If it is just a part-time high school job at coaching linebackers, I'd love to do that. But really kind of, or even at the college, if a college available job, what did happen to open up and the opportunity was there, I'd maybe kind of think about it. But really, I just kind of have to decide on where what's going to put me in the best position early in my professional career going forward.